Halacha Beis, Inyan Orla Venetar Vai, Alpima Shekosav Rabbeinu Zal, Alposuk Be'er Chafarua Sorim, Ayin Sham Heite. This halacha is based on chapter 72 in Likud Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal has a major piece expounding on that posuk. V'haklal, to summarize what Rabbeinu Zal says over there, She'ikr ha'tchia she'yihye lo'osid, yerak la'ashiflis. When we talk about the dead coming back to life, the only thing that's going to come back to life is humility, humbleness. Whether it's the humble people versus the arrogant people, or even inside a person, it's the humility of the person, that's the part that's going to be brought back to life. Shehashiflus shel kol echod, hu yihye nechya v'yokum batchia. The humility inside of every person, that portion, that part of the person, that's what's going to be brought back to life at the time of Tchias HaMesim. Ki ikar hachayim nitzchiyim shel osid, yerak lahashiflis shel kol echod v'yechod. Because that eternal life of the future is something that only the humility of the person is going to be able to experience and enjoy and connect with. Ayin Shom Heitev, look over there in Likut Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this very, very well. We know that there's a pasuk, Ki beko Hashem tzuroi lamim. Hashem created the worlds, plural, with Yud Kei. So the Gemara says that the which worlds are we talking about? Olam Hazeh, this world, the physical world, the materialistic world, and Olam Haba, the future world, the world of eternity. So the Gemara says that the letter Yud, which is the smallest letter in the Aleph Beis, that was used to create Olam Haba, and the Hey was used to create Olam Hazeh. Why the smallest letter? To tell us that there are few who are going to make it into Olam Haba, number one, and number two, to tell us that it's the little guys, it's the humble ones, those who have true humility, shiflus, they're the ones, that's what's going to be part of this Chaim Nitzchim, this eternal life. V'chaim Nitzchim anal zoichin al yedei busha. Rabbeinu Zal says over there, how can a Jew be zoichet to be part of this eternity and this eternal life? Through shame and embarrassment. Shehu b'chinas tshuva, which is a major ingredient in tshuva, repentance. That the person should feel ashamed and embarrassed for the things that they did wrong. Shezoichin lozois habusha al yedei bi'urei Torah. How is a Jew zoichet to really feel this shame and embarrassment? Through explanations of Torah. Shezoichin al yedei hisnoitzitzus hamoichin. A person is zoichet to these clear explanations of Torah when his brain lights up, when he has his noitzitzus hamoichin, when his brain is shining brightly, shemis noitzitzin al yedei histaklus shemistakel boi hatzadik o emes. What causes a Jew's brain to light up? When a true tzaddik looks at the person. Kishezoichin liroi sesatz moimoi. When a Jew is zoichet to go to the tzaddik and to see the tzaddik, and to have the tzaddik look at him, then that person, that opens up the person's brain. That turns on tremendous light in the person's brain and gives the person the ability to have a clarity in Torah, bi'urei Torah. And when a Jew is zoichet to this level of clarity in Torah, that leads them to feel ashamed and embarrassed of Hashem and of the mistakes that he made, etc. Ayin shom kol ze heitev. Look over there in Likut Imran Torah Ayin Beis, in the second half of Likut Imran Torah Ayin Beis, where all of this is explained very well. Ukeshezoichin labusha, and when a Jew is zoichet to have the proper shame and embarrassment, azai mizbaishim afilu lohoishe to'eche lepiv, then the person isn't just ashamed to do sins, the person isn't just embarrassed of the bad things they did, the person is ashamed to put a spoon of food into their mouth. Kiman de ochil de lav delay bohis listakule biape. Because the Gemara says, a person who eats what's not his is ashamed to look in the face of the one who's giving it to him. If I'm getting something for free, if I'm eating something that's mine, I earned it, I bought it, I feel comfortable eating it. When a person is someone else's guest, when he's giving and I'm not giving anything, I don't do anything, I'm only on the take, I'm only taking, not giving, chas v'shalom, then there's a certain, unless the person can be one of two things. The person can be a mechutzef, an azponim. There are people who are so brazen, they are perfect takers. They have no problem just taking. They don't mind taking at all. They can look somebody in the face and take his pants off, take his shirt off, take everything the guy has, and why not? It's better off in my hands than in yours. Better I have it than he has it. But normal people, normal, reasonable people, the Gemara says, when a person's eating what's not his, he feels ashamed, embarrassed to look into the face of the one who's giving to him. And when a person gets this awareness of Hashem, when a person realizes that everything is Hashem's and nothing is really mine, the person feels this genuine busha and shame and embarrassment. Even though the Gemara tells us in Brachas that it's true, everything is Hashem's. And anything you touch in this world, you're stealing. It's not yours, unless you make a bracha. If you make a bracha on it, Hashem says, by making a bracha, by acknowledging, by declaring that this is Hashem's food, Hashem created this apple, Hashem created the cucumber, by doing that, Hashem transfers the ownership to you. It becomes yours to the degree that Hashem allows you to eat it. Validei habusha zoichen letshuva. And through shame and embarrassment, a person is zoicha to repentance. Shehu bechinas chayim nitzchiyim, which is synonymous with eternal life. Because the Gemara says many times that the geula, the redemption, is dependent on tshuva. Ve'ikra chayim nitzchiyim hu rak lahashiflis. And again, the real eternal life will only be enjoyed and experienced by the humility. Shehashiflus nichya, the shiflus will be brought back to life. Ve'zoichen leshiflus shel Moshe. And then, in the world of chayim nitzchiyim, will be zoicha to the humility of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ayin shom heitev heitev. Rav Nosson says, study that chapter in the Likutei Moran well, because he only gave us a couple of lines here, and over there it's a few pages. Now Rav Nosson says, paragraph Beis, v'yesh ledakdek b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal b'mayim ranal, we need to analyze Rabbeinu Zal's words over there, mipneima tofas daiko inyan hoachila. Why, out of all the examples to pick, when Rabbeinu Zal wanted to choose an example of a Jew feeling shame and embarrassment in the presence of Hashem, why did he pick the example of eating? That when you eat, a person is ashamed to put the food into his mouth. Shaydeh busha mizbayishem bi'atzmam afilo hoishet amayach lepiv. Ma inyan achila daiko lebusha. What's the connection between eating and shame and embarrassment? Ki be'emes kol divrei Rabbeinu Zal hem kulam divrei elikim chayim. Because the fact is, the truth is, all of Rabbeinu Zal's words are Hashem's words. V'nemru bediktuk godol moed. And Rabbeinu Zal chose his words very carefully. Every word he uses, every example he picks, is not random. It's not, he could have said, there he could. Every word is pinpoint, it's precision. V'yesh rozin iloin kama v'kama pomim b'chol maimor o'maimor. And there are very, very high level secrets of Torah. Many times in each and every chapter of Likutei Moran. U'befrat be'inyan kishur hadvorim, especially in how we connect the different ideas in a chapter on Likutei Moran, there's very deep secrets in that. Ki kol dibur yeshloi kavona shlema, because every word of Rabbeinu Zal had a perfect intention. Everything was intentional. He knew exactly what he was saying, and every word he chose, there was an important reason why he chose this word and not a different word. Why he chose this example and not a different example. Ve'ein laharich bozeh kan. Rav Nosson says, I don't want to go further on that. Enough said about this right now.